Hello and welcome to Daily Inspiration. Brother Jeff here. I would like you to look at a verse in Hebrews 13 with me. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Very simple verse. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just want us today to remember that our Savior, eternal God, who humbled himself and became obedient to the death of the cross in the form of Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday. He's going to be the same today, and he's going to be the same forever. What was Jesus like yesterday? What was Jesus like today? And what is Jesus like forever? Well, I think rather than trying to figure out what he is on each of those, it's just to remember Christ, always the same. The Bible calls him the eternal God. And if you can realize that Jesus is the eternal God, it'll just help us rest to know that he's always wanted the same thing in the Old Testament that he wants in the New Testament. He wants a people that have a heart to serve him. He wants people that will surrender everything to him. And those that find him and surrender all to him find themselves the richest, happiest, most contented people on the planet. The Bible says that if you have seen Jesus, you have seen the Father. The Bible says that he's forever interceding for us. Scripture also teaches that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. We know that on the Mount of Transfiguration, that Jesus revealed his glory to those there on the mountain with him that day. And I want you to know that he promised that if anyone would seek him, they would find him. You would come to him, he wouldn't cast you out. And to know that he's always desired his people to obey him. Do you remember what Jesus said when he was near to be crucified and he stood on the hill above Jerusalem? And he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets and stonest them that were sent to thee. How I would have loved to have gathered thee under my wings as a hen does her chickens. But then he stated, you would not. Isaiah speaks continually of God's outstretched arm of mercy. Micah 7 tells us that God delights in mercy. And I want you to know if you could sum up God in one word, mercy would be a fitting one. Isn't it a blessing to know we have a Savior that's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Meditate on this thought of God and find yourself lost in him, loving, serving, and obeying an unchangeable God. Praise be to God for his unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ.